the author being Zokim Amanim Lachat. Now, one thing so far that we have to take notice of, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. According to Rashi, vis-a-vis Nizikin, the Nizek, so Ishaskes is not his source. It's only a deal. And if the Meir, and if the Nizek says, if the Nizek says, the Lechihadres, never mind, then he has to give him Idyas. But it probably will work. You know, people like to submit to deals, you know, business people like to submit to deals. In order, so it serves their interest. But that's only an Eitzateve. So it's not a din, it's only an Eitzateve. And this is, all right, we'll soon see. The Rosh, however, let's see the Rosh first. Before we go to Shittas Arif and Rambam, we have to go over the Shittas Rosh. My brother Rabbi Sheber told me, when we crossed the border of Russia into Poland, so my mother, together with all the children except Rabbi Sheber, went to Pruzhene, you know, Rabbi Le Pruzhene also. But my father, together with Rabbi Sheber, he was already 16 years old then, you know, so we stopped off in Vilna. So every day they visited Reb Chaim Meiser, because Reb Chaim Meiser's home was the home of all the Talmidei Chachamim, I mean, in those days, Reb Chaim Meiser. So then, my father, Reb Sheber, was learning Bava Kamma. And he asked Reb Chaim Meiser, Ikashi and Ishaskes. So Reb Chaim Meiser said to him, Lifi Daiti, Ishaskes is the most difficult Gemara in Bava Kamma. So that's how Reb Chaim Meiser understood it. So it's not a simple Indian, Ishaskes. Now let's see the Rosh. Paragraph Gimel. Inli Gili Mishalfanov. Hoy ima rivom shimbo kulom bibasachas kolakedim bishtar yigvem me'achrim tchilo bein idias, bein beines, bein ziboris v'almucha memenu geve achov milifonov. Michel Fonov. The Amucha Yeisa gave him Mishlifnei Fonov. So that's what Teisa says. The Manzokin Kidmu Balchei Vachrein, Bachov, Uxvasisha Bachreino, or Ligvis Gehot, Hanizokin Kidmu Ligvis and Achrein, Vafilin Ziburis, or Balchei Michel Fonov, Vafilin Idias, Uxvasisha Milifnei Fonov, Afilin Idias, the Nizokin Yachelim Leimar, Imkin Ratakechi. Shikahu din, Misha Kidim Shibudei, Tzorech Ligvis Trilo, Vin Yochel Ligvis Elom Nachem, Vin Bo Ligvis Mishalifonov, Yema, Hinachti Loch Mokem Ligvis Menu, Mil Nirli, in Zokin Yifaisu, Halekukas of Shainim, Shianichum Ligvis Trilo Men, Vil Yema in Acht Loch Mokem Ligvis Men, Vimotze Balchivuk Zasisha, Vimema Lin Zokin, from Stalik Shibudach Men, Kim Shinichit Nechere Tzlamich, יחיד משישתוך ומודם עד צורך ליגביס מנחרה שהניח על ידה מיכר משום דומה לניזה כולם משעד לדינינו אלא שחכומים תקנו לטבס על הכוחס שנפרוי מהן כל זמן שהניחו בנחר ויחיד משי מיכל עם אל תקונה שהסכינו את זה בסון אתם מלוך המימי מקח מאיזה אני אקח מאיזה מן שעצור את זה דצים דומה לו ישקליסו כדיניכם שקליסו ויילוי מדרנה שתורי דיזיבור יסלמון. הודי קורמה מדרנה לאו דווקא, שימו ימר זו להשתה, לא נסבט אל המקח בשביל זה, אם לא שיקנה הסוד הביקניין, או שימסה להשתה, ויכתיב להשתה מחיר האולוף, קני לכו אי וביכול שיבודי. So he says, רב שמעון גמליאל סובר איסיאס ניקרים סירה ויחי שינון דילמו הרזל ישתה ורבונן סברה אין איסיאס ניקניס במסירה ואף אם הרזל ישתה לא נזבט על המקח וקיימלון אין איסיאס ניקרים סירה. So anyway, we have to understand the Gemara in Bobasre. There is a machlekes in Bobasre, in Gdushin, between the Rabbonon and the Rebbe, whether ACS Neiknis Bimsire or ACS Eineiknis Bimsire Elo Biksive Umisire. According to Rebbe, if Reuven, let's say, borrows $1,000 from Shimon and he gives him Ishtar and $1,000, then Shimon wants to transfer the Shibudim, the $1,000 indebtedness that Reuven owes him to Levi, so that Levi will stand in issues. All he has to do, according to Rebbe, he just has to turn over the shtar, the promissory note, and $1,000 that Reuven gave him to Levi. So then Levi will stand in the shoes of Shimon, and Shimon will be able to collect from Reuven. And Reuven will not be able to say, Laval Dvorm Didiat, I never borrowed a penny from you. Why do you claim money? Because ACS nicknames here by turning over the shtar. So it's nix. That's Rebbe. The Rabbonon of Rebbe say, ain ACS nicknames here. So how can you transfer a shibudim? Ksivom is here means that if Shimon wants to transfer the indebtedness that Reuven owes him, that's called in English, it's called a chosen action, indebtedness. So if he wants to transfer the chosen action that Reuven owes him to Levi, so he has to write another shtar on this shtar. And he'll say, in the way you are makne karki, so you write a shtar on the karki, so he writes a shtar on the shibudim, and he say, Shni shtar ze pichol shibudei. And then he has to be meisir both shtars. The shtar halvoye that Reuven executed and gave to Shimon, and the new shtar that Shimon is executing and gives it to Levi. But just by turning over the shtar halvoye, so it doesn't work. In other words, you see, according to Rabbi, a promissory note works like greenback money. What's greenback money? Let's say paper money. So many poskim say that they have a din of shtars. In other words, you couldn't use it for pin aben. You could use for pin aben everything. You can use a table. You can use a sefer. You can use all the kushavikeset hikeset. But paper money you couldn't give, according to many poskim. Why? Because it's ain gufei mami. Because how much is the paper worth as paper? As shavikeset, a penny maybe less than a penny. Certainly not 5 shloim. In order to be worth 5 shloim, you'll probably have to give him, you know, tons and tons of paper money. So what is it? What is paper money? Paper money is a schaivus by the government. Let's say you have a dollar bill. So what is the dollar bill? It's worth a dollar. It's not worth a dollar. Or $100 bill. There's such a thing as a $1,000 bill. I saw there is such a thing as a $10,000 bill. But I was not zeiche to see a $10,000 bill. But I was zeiche to see a $1,000 bill. I was there. Once I had to get a donation for Yeshiva's Visk, it might be that that person had a reason, but it's not my business. So he did, instead of giving me a check, so he gave me $20,000 in cash. It's not my business. I had a shot that it's unreported income. Why didn't he give me a check? All right, Miller, it's not my business. I'm not a canoe, you know. So, Chas V'Sholem, if I had asked him that, Chas V'Sholem, I wouldn't do it. I asked him to give a check, and then he gave me. Why do I have to be crazy? I mean, I will, at least if by refusing he'll stop doing that, okay. But, so I won't change him. I mean, unfortunately, many Orthodox Jews, they don't have the right attitude towards these things. It's a Nisa Gomo, I mean, these things. It's Gezel, but anyway, they don't know. So he gave me $20,000. Nice man. Just in $1,000 bills. So that's the biggest bill that I saw. But I hear there is such a thing as a $10,000 bill, greenback money, and even $100,000. I hear, so I'm told. But I was never there, you know, to see that kind of bill. So what is greenback money? That means, let's say dollar bill, $100 bill. The government is mischayev itself that anyone, it's a promissory note really by the government, it's executed by the government, and it's mischayev itself to give silver in a dollar. Silver in a dollar. Silver coins in a dollar. In other words, you can go to a bank and demand, even, and demand, you can enforce it. As a right, any bank you can go and you have a $1,000 bill to get silver, and the bank cannot tell you, never mind, what do you want from me? I don't want to do that. Because that's a promise by the government, it's a promissory note by the government. So it's really a promise by the government. So mele, according to Rebbe, the Tesis Nikas Bimsire, so if any shtar that Reuven made out to Shimon, so it operates like greenback money. Just by turning over the shtar, Shimon turns over the promissory note that Reuven gave him for $1,000, so to Levi, so Levi stands in the shoes of Shimon. Levi turns it over to Yehuda, so Yehuda stands. And that means that when Reuven made the promise to was mischayev himself to Shimon $1,000, even though he was mischayev himself to Shimon because Shimon lent him. But Levi didn't lend him a penny, Yehuda didn't lend him a penny, Yisohar didn't lend him a penny, but Al-Pedin is considered like the greenback money, you know, that the government is mischayev itself to anyone who presents it, who produces it. In other words, so even though it circulated 1,000 hands, so there is a dasa mischayev of the government to the ultimate holder, producer of the greenback money. So according to Rebbe, any shtar works that way. So there is a nasa dasa mischayev when Reuven, according to Rebbe, when Reuven tells the Edim to sign a shtar of $1,000 to Shimon, so it's not only Nasad as Mischayev to Shimon. To Shimon, to Levi, to Yehuda, to Yisohar, to Zvulun, to Don, to Naphtali, to anybody who in the course of circulation becomes a holder. Of course, if suppose somebody steals it, so then the government is not Mischayev itself, you know, to the ultimate holder. But if it comes to the ultimate holder's hands for legal channels, so then it's nasimit asam ischayev to the ultimate holder. That's according to that. So mele, he doesn't have to write his shtar and that shtar. All he has to do is to turn over the shtar. Now, the Gemara, there's the machlekes between the Rabbon and Rebbe. The Gemara in Get Poshut says there is a machlekes between der Rabbonon und Reb Shimon Gamliel. Suppose Ruvein gave executed the Shtar Matone and the Sode to Shimon. Ruvein is the Neisen of Matone or the Meicher, and Shimon is the Mikabel Matone or the Rikeach. So he executed the Shtar to Shimon. Then Shimon decides to turn over the Shtar to Ruvein, just like that. So then the Sode, so Ruvein becomes the owner of the Sode, the Rabbanon say. I mean, Rav Shimon Gamliel says. So the Gemara says, get poshut. Why? Because Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees with the Shita of Rebbe, that Eisi is Niknes Bimsir. After all, Rebbe and Rabbanon discuss Ishtar Alvoye. They don't discuss Ishtar Matone, Ishtar Mechire. But the Gemara applies that to Shtar Mechir and Shtar Maton also. What's the connection? So, Bishleime, in Shtar Alvoye, where there is a Ischaives, where there is a Ischaives from Ruvin to Shimon, even though the Ischaives originated in the fact that Shimon lent Ruvin $1,000. But Levi didn't, so, behold, he's considered when Shimon turns over the shtar to Levi, some mele there is in Nasim Dasa Mischayev originally from Reuven to Levi too, because Reuven was not Mischayev himself just to Shimon. He was Mischayev himself to the ultimate holder of the shtar. The ultimate holder of the shtar. So that's Ligabi Alvoy, Shtar Alvoy. But the Gemara applies the same machlekes between Rabbon and Rabshim Gamliel, and the Achilik, another case, Shtar Mechir, Shtar Matone. If Ruven executed Shtar Mechir, Shtar Matone to Shimon, so title from Ruven in the field was transferred to Shimon, so then Shimon decided to give it back to Ruven. So according to Rebbe, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the moment he turns over the shtar to Ruvein, so the field goes back to Ruvein. Just like that. What's the shayches? Because this is Nikim Seir. But there it's Rebbe deals with the shtar. Halvoye, so there we understand. Because there is his chayves. At the very outset, not just to Shimon, He's mischayev himself to the ultimate holder of the shtar. And we can understand it because Ruvein was mischayev himself to Shimon. Why? Because Shimon gave him the $1,000. But does Ruvein care whether he'll pay it to Shimon or pay it to Levi to Yehuda? What does he care? So in other words, and he knows that it's an ordinary procedure among people to transfer indebtedness. So Mele, at the time when he executed the shtar to Shimon, it was his intention to mischayev himself not just to Shimon. What does he care? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So, Mashinkin, in Ishtar Mechire, in Ishtar Matone, there is no Ischayves. There is Aknoye. So why do we say that the same thing works Ligabe Ishtar Mechire, in Ishtar Matone also? Shtar Mechir and Shtar Maton also. But the Gemara says so. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if Ruvein executed Shtar Mechir and Shtar Maton to Shimon, and he saw the, and then, let's say a month later, Shimon gives him back the Shtar Mechir, so the Sode becomes Ruvein's again. The Gemara doesn't say it. Does it become Ruvein's again only with the approval of Ruvein, or even without the approval of Ruvein? The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it. But it's very reasonable to assume that even without the approval of Ruvein, suppose Ruvein executed Ishtar Matone or Ishtar Mechira to Shimon. Then a month later, Shimon comes to Ruvein and says, here is the Begdishta. I don't want to say. You have Begdishta. So, and suppose Ruvein says, never mind, you want to beg the Sode. I got rid of it. What do you mean? You give it, I don't want. Now, there is no such thing as matane bal koche. So you would say, just if the Gemara had not equated the machlekes between Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel with the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rebbe, that if so, then I would say Rav Shimon Gamliel says it only if it's with the approval of Reuven, but if Reuven doesn't want to accept it, he cannot impose it upon him. But how about Ishtar Alvoy, according to Rebbe? So according to Rebbe, Rebbe says, Eitzis Nikimusia. So if Reuven executed Ishtar Alvoy $1,000 to Shimon, and then Shimon turns it over to Levi. Suppose Reuven says, I protest, I don't want to pay anything to Levi, I hate Levi, I can't stand him. So there it goes without saying that whether Reuven approves or Reuven does not approve, it doesn't matter, because this is Nikrimsir. So Mele, since the Gemara equates the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rebbe in connection with Eshtar Alvoye, with the machlekes between Rabbonon Shimon Gamliel in connection with Eshtar Matone and Eshtar Mechire, so there's an analogy. So just as in the case of Eshtar Alvoye, according to Rebbe, so a Shimon is in a position to turn over the Eshtar and make to Levi, and make Levi stand in his shoes, even if Reuven objects. So in the machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan, it should be followed the same thing. But in connection with Eshtar Alvoye, you can understand, because at that time he was mischayev himself. But how can we say in connection with Eshtar Matone and Eshtar Mechire, at that time he was what? He was mischayev himself to be mikabelet. That wouldn't make sense. But so we have to understand it. Now let's see the Loshen. Now the Nachlas David mentions a big chiddush. He says in answering the kasha against the Rif and the Rambam, because the Rif and the Rambam don't mention the whole halacha of Ishaskes. They don't mention the halacha of Ishaskes. And the Gemara says, maskana of the Gemara is that when do you say Nichnesu Tachas Abaylim, even though it was Lokach Idyas Bachreino, that's only in the case of Yasme, but not in the case of Yasme. He can tell him Ishaskes, and he can tell the Nizek Ishaskes. The Nizek Balchayim, I mean, and the Xerxes or Ishaskes. But the Rif and the Rambam say, not only in case of Yasme, it's Nichnesu Tachas Abaylim, even in the case where it's not Nichnesu, when it's not Yasme, it's Nichnesu Tachas Abaylim. But it's contrary to the Gemara. So the Ramban gives the Teretz. First of all, the Ramban says, Ramban was aware of the machlekes rishonim, whether the ishaskes in Borokame is a deal or is a schos. There's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis here in Borokame, and on one hand, and the Rosh on the other. According to Rashi and Tesis in Borokame, it's only a deal, certainly in respect to Nizek, it's only a deal. In respect to Xerxes, show it's a source, all right. But in respect to Nizek, it's only a deal. So if it's a deal, so you can tell him, never mind, Risada, don't threaten me. Do whatever you want to do, and don't threaten me. Because if you do it, fine. So then, suppose he says, like I said, the likeach, he has to give him idias, unless he implements his threat. But if he doesn't, so he has to give him idias. So it's really an itzteve. According to Rashi's pshat, the kasha of Ishaskes is only its tail, it's not a din. So he says that a Rif and the Rambam hold that Ishaskes is only an its tail. Mele doesn't have to mention. So the Gemara only Derech Tchiye says, Derech Tchiye, because when the Gemara said, when the Gemara says, at first, Mishum will Yochal Eise Kul Ligam Hidyes, so Derech Tchiye Ba'alma, the Gemara says, Mishum Domalo Yishaskisa Vishaklisa Ktinayche, Shaklisa, only as a threat, so it's not a din. So when the Braise says, Kulam Yichnis V'tachas Abaylim, it only means that the Likeach has a way to make them to be Nichnis V'tachas Abaylim. He has a way. He has a way. If he's successful, he's successful. If he's not successful, he's not successful. Some may later, Rif and the Rambam don't have to mention it. Just because there is a certain Eitzeteve, all right, it's not a din. And of course, according to the Ramban's Pshat in the Rif and the Rambam, he says it in the Rif, but the Rambam is the same sheet as the Rif. So, the Rif Shita is much more than Rashi, because Rashi L'chola Pochez says it's a deal in respect to Nizek, but in respect to Ksuvas Yisho, it's not a deal. There is a Shrus, and it's based upon a Mocha Rishon Yisheini called Shrus Shetavel Yode. Called Shrus Shetavel Yode. So the Nachos Dovid says the Kashe, but how can we apply Mamocha Rishon Yisheini called Shrus Shetavel Yode the moment before he sold the Sodi Idias, so then the Mecha didn't tell them. So we have to say in Rashi that Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kosrush Tov Yodei implies not only the Likeach acquires all the vested rights that the Mecha had a minute before he sold the Sodi, that he acquires all the rights that the Mecha had originally, before all the Sodis were sold out. That's a big Chiddush. That's a big chiddush. According, that's Rashi Shite. But the Rif Shite, according to the Ramban, is that we cannot, even in respect to the Ksuvas Yisho, we cannot apply the principle of Mamocha Rishon Yisheini Kol Shrus Lo Yodei. Why? Mamocha Rishon Yisheini Kol Shrus Lo Yodei only implies that Likeach acquires the Schusim of the Meicher. The Schusim of the Meicher 50 years ago or now? The Schusim of the Meicher, a minute that the Meicher had, a minute before he sold the Sode. So if let's say on Sunday he sold the Ziboyes, on Monday the Mecher sold to the Likeach the Bayonis, and on Tuesday the Mecher sold the Idias, so Mamocha Rishon Yisheini Kol Shrus Lo Yodei only implies that the Likeach acquires all the Shrusim that the Mecher had on Tuesday, not that all the Shrusim that the Mecher had on Sunday. This is the kasha of the Nachas Dovid, but Rashi Shiti is not like that. I mean, you can't argue with Rashi. That's Rashi Shiti is very understandable. I mean, I wouldn't say it if Rashi didn't say it. But the Ramban says that the Rif Shiti is that Ishaskes is a deal. It's a threat. It's not a deal. Even in respect to Ksuvas Yisho, it's only. A threat. So the Gemara only with the Tchiye Be'alma said, and then because the Gemara at first didn't know of the Aloche of Yefshi V'Dakonis Chachomim, some Meile the Gemara said that, but actually Be'emes, so it's only a deal. Some Meile suppose he says never mind, you'll do it, you'll give it back. Give it back! So, I'm not threatened by your threat. And after all, it's not such a good deal either, you know, because after all, I mean, what will he gain? The Mecher, in all probability, will not be willing to pay back from the Sadi. But in all probability, he'll be happy to get it gratuitously. So, It's what will he gain? So it's not such an easy TV either. But machmazdech, that's what Ramban says. Machmazdech, so the Gemara said, Ishaskis. But once the Gemara mentioned the Chiddush of Mamoch Harish and Sheni Kol Shchus Lo Yode, we don't have to be Deiche. And it was only B'derech Tria Ba'Ome, and not as a din, but as an Eitz Teive. So Meile, that's why the Riv Paskins, that even not Yasmi. So, is Kulam Nichnis Utachas Abayli. And what about Ishaskes? Ishaskes is a deal, but we are talking about dinim, not about deals. Let's say, not about deals. This is how the Ramban explains the Shite of the Rif. And of course, you can say the same thing in the Ramban, because the Ramban passes like the Rif. That's why, so then the question arises. So in other words, the holy Ishaskes is only B'derech Tria Ba'Ome, not Ali B'Demes. But the Gemara in Ksuves mentions Ishaskes B'derech Emes, not B'derech Tria Ba'Ome. Now let's see the Gemara in Ksuves. Daf Kuftes on base. Mi sheholach l'mdines hayam, v'ovdo derech sodeyu, ad menei meir, yelech lei biktsor. V'chachomim emrim, yikne lei derer b'meir mono, o yifra bave. So in other words, suppose somebody had a sodi, and then he had, his sodi was a penis. In order to get to his sodi, he had to go to cross other sodis. Let's say here there is one sodi, a penis, and then there are sodis chitzenius. Let's say here, and let's say here, sodis chitzenius. So Ruvein was the owner of this sodi, and he had to cross some other sodi. How could he cross? He got it right. He made it an agreement with one of the owners of the sodis chitzenius to have a right of way. Yeah. But then he went to South Africa for 5 years, then he came back and he wants to go to his sodi. So all the bailim of the sodis chitzenius said, you have no right to cross to my sodi. You are a trespasser. But you have to get yourself so fly by the take a helicopter. But I don't give you issues to go for my son. As simple as that. So admin emir yelech lebiktzor. The chachomim emrim yikne lidera b'meir mono o yifra bava. Yifra bava doesn't mean fly like a bird. It means he has to use a helicopter. So the Gemara is the kashe, my time the Rabban. Shato kamaradne. After all, he's not a trespasser, because he had, the Gemara assumed that originally when he left Lundnes Yam, that all the sodas chitzenius belonged to one person. Let's say, one person, Ruvein, owned the sode, and Shimon owned this other, this other, this other, and this other. So he had to ride away, but he doesn't remember whether the agreement was to go through this other, or for that other, or for that other, or for that other. What difference does it make? He has the right way, so mimonifshach. But since we don't know what the agreement was to which other, so he has the right to enforce the shortest walk, you know. Let's say, suppose for this other you have to walk a mile. So you can tell him, listen, I'm not going to let you walk through a mile. Go through this other, so you only have to walk half a mile. So that's he's right. The chachomim emri, so my time the rabban, shape kamaradim. Omer rav yudah marav, higein shikifu, arbo bni odo ma'abar rechesel. that it's not Ruvain owned the Soda Apnimis and Shimon owned all the four Sodas Achitzenis, but Shimon owned one Soda Achitzenis, Levi owned this Soda Achitzenis, Yehuda owned this Soda Achitzenis, Yisochar owned this Soda Achitzenis. So Mele, he cannot say Mimonev Shachayev right away, because each one can say, how do you know that it's through my Soda? Maybe it's through the other Soda. So go argue with Levi, go argue with Yehuda, go argue with Yisochar. So if so, Yehochem, my time, the other. So what's the Svara van? In other words, that originally there were four owners of the Sodas Chitzenis: Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochar. And then Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochar sold all the Sodas Chitzenis to Zvul. So he has all the four. So Mele keep Liga Bechados Mikehabo. Admin Sava Mikomo King Darkis Liga Boch. Virabonon. Virabonon. Virabonon Savre Ishaske Shaskis. Viloima Dranish Dora Limoraye. Vilimotisli Stuy Dinedade. So in other words, so Admei doesn't require an explanation, because he says Mimonefshech. After all, he says to Zvulun, never mind originally there are four different owners, but now you are the owner of all these four Sodas Chitzenis. So I certainly have a right of way in one of the Sodas. You don't know which, so the shortest way. It's like someone who is sure that another person owes him money. But the question is, does he owe him $1,000, or does he owe him $800, or he owes him $500? But if he owes him at least $500, he can collect $500. Here the same thing. So why do Rabbonim say no? He say, Hachomim yiknali dera b'meya mona yifra b'aviyah, because of Ishaskis. Because Zvulun can say, I'll return the shtores back to the original owners, to Yisochar and to Yehuda and to Levi and to Shimon, and then you'll be in trouble. So then each one will say, how do I know that your right of way is my Soda? Some mele, I don't have to give you a right of way. You want a right of way? Pay a good price. So Rashi says, Ishaske shaskes the izel gavoch kishetikna derech mimeni. So some rishonim is the kashe. In other words, so according to Rashi, the ishaskes in ksuves is also only a deal, because he says ishaske shaskes, if you behave and I'll make a deal with you, I'll charge you a reasonable price, because it's not a schus, it's only a deal. So he has to give him something, a quid pro quo. Why should he make a deal? In other words, he'll charge him a reasonable price, otherwise he'll return all the stores to the original owners, and they'll be out of luck, and they'll have to pay much more than it's only a deal. So Samuel Shein asks, if it's Eizlach, so why does he say the Chachamim Yiknali dera b'meir money? That's a reasonable price, meir money. Meir money is an astronomical price. Okay, that's the kasha that they ask. So, according to Rashi, it's meir money lavdavki. Meir money lavdavki. In other words, let's say, suppose there is a situation of inflation that meir money is a reasonable price, because an unreasonable price would not be mayor money but elef money. So then it's mayor money, but in economy it doesn't mean dafke mayor money. A reasonable price. Okay. This is Rashi Shiti. Now, so Rashi Shiti is that the Ishaskes in Bavakame and the Ishaskes in Suves אבי סיימי, it's a threat. It's not his horse. And suppose he tells him, never mind, you want to return the stars, you want to do it. But right now I want to, right away, and I'm not going to wait. So then he's out of luck. A contrast. So, the Ramban, however, he says that the Ishaskes in Bovakame is a threat. Mimele, the Rif doesn't have to mention it, because it's not a din, it's only be the Artir Baume, and it's a threat. So how about the Shita of the Rabbanon, that Shikne Lidera b'meo Mone or Yifra b'Avir, that the Rif does pass. So that's not a threat, that's a din. Why? So the Ramban says, Mohammed, why is the Ishaskes in Suves a schus and the Ishaskes in Borokame a threat? Because here, Ishaskes is only an expression. It doesn't mean Ishaskes. He means Mamocha Rishen Yisheni Kol Schusheta Voyode. He's so the Gemara expressed it in the expression. He says to him, in other words, in order to make it understandable, to the owner of the Soda Afninis, maybe he's not such a big lamb, he doesn't know of Alochas of Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kol Schusheta Voyode. Start telling him, you'll have to give him orientation lessons, Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kol Schusheta Voyode. So he makes it, the Gemara expresses it in terms that even a person who is not a lamb will understand it. In other words, you tell him, because I have the keach to give it back to the original owners, and then you couldn't enforce any right. So mimele, you cannot enforce any right of way against neither. And understand it without knowing the aloche of mamocha rishon sheni kol schusheta tavoyot. So what Ramban says, see, appears to be a very simple thing. How is it that other Rishonim are chelik and Ramban, after all, Bishleim di Ishaskes in Bovakame couldn't be explained on the basis of Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kol Schusheta Voyode, because originally the Mecha did not have any rights, you know, to give him Ziboyes. So Mimele. So it has to be explained on the basis of the deal. But the Ishaskes here, so the Meichrin certainly had the right to be Matrin. So why shouldn't the Likeach, who acquired all the Schusim of the Meichrin, have the same right? The answer is the Rishenim, who are Chilik and Ramban. For example, the Balamoya is Chilik and Ramban. So they hold that here we cannot apply the halacha of Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kol Schusheta Voyode, because even the Meichrin did not have a vested right b'teras vadai to be matrim. They had a vested right to be matrim b'teras vadai because of Sofik. Some mele, each owner of the Soda Chetzenis could tell him, listen, how do I know that you have a right of way? Some mele, the Meichrim had that right, but how can we apply that right to Likeach when the logic that applied to the Meichrim does not apply to Likeach? Because vis-à-vis the Meichrim there was no Mimon Efshach. Vis-à-vis the Likeach there is a Mimon Efshach. Suppose by the Mochrim themselves there would have been a Mimon Efshach, they wouldn't have that right. So how can we apply it to Likeach? The answer is because there is a Gemara in Bom Mitzie, Tok Vekeyen is Mitzines in Yodei, or Tok Vekeyen is a Mitzines in Yodei. So according to all of the Yisroel had the behemoth born, and we don't know that behemoth was the pro or it was not a problem. In other words, because the mother behemoth miscarried before she gave birth to this baby. But maybe it miscarried mein balme. Mein balme means if the miscarriage took place in the early stage, let's say before 40 days by Odom. So it's not considered as a nuba. Some male, the next one is considered a pole. But suppose the miscarriage took place, let's say, in the ninth month, something, let's say, whatever behime in the when it's over. So then the second is not a pole. So we don't know whether it's Miami pillow or Uberi pillow. So mainly if it's Miami pillow, then this behime is a paw, belongs to the kid. If it's Miami pillow, so this behemoth belongs to the kid. But if it's Uberi pillow, so it belongs to the soil. So the law is the kid cannot take it, cannot demand it from the soil. The soil can tell him, you prove to me that the first Uber was mine, just, but until you prove that the first Uber was just my Balme, so you cannot demand that I give you the power. But Morel Shaila, suppose the Kayan takes the initiative in his hands and he grabs it. Is Bezn Mitzinis in your day? Or Bezn is not Mitzinis in your day? So, according to all Rishayim, except the Rambam, we pass the Tokfi Kayan is Mitzinis in your day. So, the Kuntras Asveikis, who is the brother of the Xeis, he says that the Shaila in Tokfi Kayan Mitzinis in your day, or Rein Mitzinis in your day, is Pshat in Amitz Mechavel Alvarai. This Behime cannot be demanded by the Kayan. Why? Because Amitz Mechavel Alvarai. So, in other words, he cannot be made, but suppose he grabs it. If Klapishmai is Galie, the first tuber that the mother miscarried was Maya Balme, so then this behime really belongs to the Kayan. Really belongs to the Kayan. Now suppose the Kayan suppose the Yisrael will give away that behime, that Sofik, it belongs to the Kayan, Sofik belongs to him, he'll be Mikadosh and Isha with it. Will she be Mikudeshes Peteras Vadai, or she'll be Mikudeshes Peteras Sofik? So the Kuntras Asveikis points out that's told in the Abaye, where the Tokfi Kayan is Mitzinis in your day, or Tokfi Kayan is a Mitzinis in your day. If we say Tokfi Kayan is a Mitzinis in your day, then it means that even though Amis Machavel Varaye, so he cannot be made yet, but if Klavishmai is Galie, that this is really the poor, then it belongs to the Kayan. So mainly if the Yisrael, the Bailey, so was Mikadosh and Isha with that, she's not Mikudeshes. So mainly she'll be Mikudeshes only with her suffering. But if we pass, like all the Rishayim, the Tokfi Kayan is Mitzinis in your day, then the aloha of Hamitzin Mechaveh Olavaraya implies not only the B'tera Sofik, the Muzik has to keep it. B'tera Svadai, he keeps it. He is the Balim B'tera Svadai. As long as there is a Sofik to Bezdin, so then the Muzik becomes Vadai Balim. And Dignich Klapishmai is Galia that it's really is a Pro. But since Bezin doesn't know it, so he acquires ownership in it, Biteresvad. So that means, according to all Rishayim that we pass in Tokfi Kayan Mitzinis in your day, that if the Yisrael would be Mikadosh and Isha with that behime, so she'll be Mekudeshes, Biteresvad, not Biteresvad.
Is that because of Hefker Bezin Hefker?
No, Chas V'Shalom.
Then if
that's the Reis Dikaloch of Hamitz Mechavel Avarai. Not because of Hefker Bezdin, not because of Hefker Bezdin.
But Klapishmai belongs to, let's say, if
Klapishmai... No, Klapishmai doesn't belong. Klapishmai, it also belongs to the Yisrael. But Klapishmaya, there is no suffix. But Klapishmaya, it belongs to Israel. As long as there is a suffix here, some mele, the reason is why the other shaming Achirik and Ramba, and they equate this Ishaskes with the Ishaskes in Burakame. The Ishaskes in Burakame certainly has nothing to do with Mamocha Rishni Shini Kosushi Koyari, even according to the Rosh, who says it's a source, so it's another source, that Koldova Shibirila says, Nechshav Kilos, all right, so it's another. But there's nothing to do with Mamocha Rishni Shini Kosushi Koyari. So, and they say, but they say that this Ishaskes has nothing to do with Mamocha Rishni Shini Kosushi Koyari either. But it is to it's another source of Koldova Shibiyodi Lasis Nechshav Kilo also. That's how the Balamoya holds. But the question is, but why could not the Ishaskes of Ksuvis be explained by simply applying the general din of Tokfi Kein is Mitzinis Yodei, that is Ibaile Mitzinis Vada is a male delikeach acquires his host. The answer is not so partial. Even though he's a biometer svadai, but he's a biometer svadai because of the suffix. So mele we cannot apply it to the lekeach in respect to whom there is no suffix. It's a biometer svadai as long as there is a suffix. But suppose so that then there is proof that the behemoth, that the miscarriage took place in my Balme. So then we'll say that it belongs to the Kayak. To the Kayak. Some mele here vis-a-vis the Kayak. So it's like a suffix which was resolved. So the Ramban's tradition is true. If it will be resolved in the case of Tokfi Kayak, so then he's not a Balim anymore. But since there is a halacha of Mamocha Rishon Sheni called Shusha Tovel Yodei, in view of the fact that the suffix was not resolved while it was in the possession of the Meicheya, so mele, even though the suffix is resolved when it's in the possession of the Lekeach, we still apply the halacha of Mamocha Rishon Sheni, and that's a chiddush. So the Ramban's svara is not such a dvar poshut. But anyway, the Ramban says that the Ishaskes in Bavakame is a deal. The Ishaskes in Suves is chus. It's based upon Mamocha Rishon Sheni called Shushet Aviyode. But it's not such a Dabar Poshut, because even though it's his chus, but it's his, the Meicher had that chus b'teres vadai, because subjectively there was a suffix. But had it been resolved while it was in the possession of the foreowners, then they wouldn't have that source. So mele here, vis-a-vis the Likeach, it's resolved already. So the answer is, the Ramban's Chiddush is, we don't have to consider whether it is a suffix now, vis-a-vis the Likeach. Likeach acquires all the sources of the Meicher. As long as while it was in the possession of the Meicher, the suffix was not resolved. So mele Likeach has that same source. That's the Ramban. This is the Ramban Shite. Now, the Rosh. Sorry, I have to wait for a minute. I'm sorry. Oh, he says. So he says, "Hayi kama matana lav dafke shimoi mazli ashtar lunisbatel amekar b'shul ze im lo yishiyikna asod bekinyan o yishiyimsel ashtar v'yichter v'ishtam echi olof k'nilo chiyu v'chol shibudei v'itnam v'firik basre v'lo basre mi shebo v'omar ov ashtar chivi af al pi shebo eidim v'omar anachnu kosavnu v'chosamnu v'nesamnu li ashtar ein keislim תמיד ואמורים בשטר הלווי ובשטר מקמם וכיס מחוץ מהחי שבי רבשים גם לי אלי מרב בשטר מקח אין קייסים mekach memcha in case im vorschossen ist nicht im sire kamiflige rabshin gam lil sabar ist nicht im sire vi khashin und dil meherzel ja sta vi rabon und safar in ist es nicht im sire va fi merzel ja sta und is batla mekach vi kein wol nei ist es nicht im sire eh some male it couldn't be madrane stormol it's an expression it means I'll give it back to you but it's not on the basis. So the Rosh says that this Gemara does not go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. There, Nachlas David gives another teretz on the Shittas Rav from the Rambam, not the Ramban's teretz, but he says simply the reason is why the Rif is mashmi the whole union of Ishaskes, because the Gemara in Bovakame, so when the, before the Gemara knew of the Chiddush of Yefshi B'Lakonis Chachomim, so the Gemara was forced to apply the Braisa Alibit Rav Shimon Gamliel. When the Gemara has the Kashi, Yochal is a cool of Liv Gemidius. So the Gemara at first says, Mishudomalu Yishaskiso Vishaklisik Dinayach. So at that time, the Gemara did not know yet of the Chiddush of Yefshi B'Takonis Chachomim. So Mele, the Gemara explained the Nichnus Tachas HaBailim, the Brais of Nichnus HaBailim, Alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's not a threat, then it is certainly a schus, because, so that's the Chiddush by the Nachlus David, tremendous Chiddush. He says, since according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the Gemara says in Bor Basra, that if Reuven executed Ishtam Echiram Yisode to Shimon, then Shimon gives it back the Ishtam Echiram to Reuven. So then the Sode is restored back to Reuven, so it's not only restored back to Reuven, and Reuven has ownership, Mikano Habe. So Mafreya is Nivach in the Mekach, as if it had never been sold. And that's a big Chiddush. So then we can understand it. In other words, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tesi is Nikri Vimsire, so the Gemara says in Bor Basra, if Reuven executed Ishtam Achire, and he sold it to Shimon, then Shimon half a year later, so Exe turns over the same Ishtam Achire back to Reuven. Reuven becomes the owner of the Sode, so it doesn't mean Mikano Habe becomes the owner, but in the half a year that he kept it, so the owner was Shimon. No, it's Mivatl Mafreya, as if the Mekach had never taken place. So naturally you understand the Gemara. So the Gemara said, at first, before the Gemara knew of the Chiddush of Yefshi B'Takonis Chachomim, so the Gemara explained the Braise, Alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel, Einoch Haname, according to the Rabbanon, it couldn't be explained. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then, since Asius Nikim Sire, so the title is he shifts back to Reuven by Shimon turning over the Shtam Achire to Reuven. So it's not that the title shifts back to Reuven Mikano Habe. Limafreya, as if nothing had happened. Now, as if nothing had happened, so naturally, they have to. So it's kolom nichnisu tachas habayil, because nothing happened, as if it hadn't been sold. So in other words, through a miracle, so everything is undone. Now, the only problem arose because the meicher Reuven so sold the three sodas to Shimon. One soda on Sunday, one soda on Monday, one soda on Tuesday. But now, by turning over the shtar, everything is annulled. And retroactively, Reuven becomes the owner. It's mivatel the mekach. So it's a simple case where the meicher has a nizek and he has a balchev and a dexavasisha. So the nizek takes the yes, and the Balchayf takes Bayonis, and the Ksuvah Sisha takes the Bullies.
What does the Nachlas David gain by saying that it works for Mafreya?
Because otherwise, what kind of Viteris is it? If it's not for Mafreya, so he still should say, if it's look achidus b'achreino, so everybody should and the inifroim mechosim mishibodim mokim sheish nechosim necherim. So the idea is nechosim necherim relative to the bainus and the boyes and mele. Everyone would be entitled because Tesis says biyasme afal gaf shezem marzalem karke. Havalei kisenim shekonu karke lacha misavien din balchif chizav givesen. So if it's mikanu habeh, so then he cannot be gave from it because it's only mikanu habeh. Mashenken if it's mivat the mekla mafreya, so then of course the balchif is given. Nothing happened. Everything is an old.
But here we're dealing without Yisomi. The Ksuvasisha can't claim.
So what kind of iterates is it? In other words, if it's not Mevatel Mafreya the Mekach, so only Mekanu Habe, so that means it's a new sale to the Mecher.
But the Ksuvasisha will still only be able to get.
So they should be entitled to everyone to collect from the Idias because there's Nechosim Mecher. But so why do the prices say Kulim Nechnosim Tachas Abayim? Let the Ksuvasisha also collect from the Idias because there's Nechosim Mecherim. The answer is it's Mivatel Mafreya, so there is no Nechosim Mecherim. Everything is Nechosim Mecherim. Everything is Nechosim Mecherim. The Beinness is Nechosim Mecherim. The Ziburias is Nechosim Mecherim. And the Idias is Nechosim Mecherim. So that's the regular halacha.
But if he returns all the Karkos, yeah. So that means the Mocher will now have Ziburias.
That's
the Mocher
right.
Has Ziburias,
so
the Isha no longer has a right to take Idias. Even if
that's why the price says
even if the giving over was a new Kenyan.
Yeah.
Even if the giving over was a new Kenyan, as long as the Mocher has Ziburias, the Isha has no right to Idias.
No, why not? It does have a right to Idias. Because it's Lokach Idias Bachreino. So that means that the Idias is in Chosin Mecher.
But now he has Ziburias.
No. So it's only Mikan Habo. But before, that was Nechosim Mecherim.
And she'll have his chus to collect.
She'll have his chus to collect.
Even though he has Ziburias.
That's right. So, that's why he did Nachdori. But the question is, that's a big chidesh. Then the Gemara is very simple. So now he explains the Shittus Arif and the Rambam. That's why the Arif and the Rambam don't mention Ishaskes. Because the Ishaskes here is based upon the fact that he can annul everything. That's only a little bit of Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara said that Agav Deichek before the Gemara knew the Chiddush of Yefi Lakonis Chachonim. But once we know the Chiddush of Yefi Lakonis Chachonim, then we don't have to apply the price a little bit of Shimon Gamliel. Then we can apply the price a little bit of Rabbanon. Mimele it's kulum dichnus tachas abaylim because of yef shvitakonis chachamim. There is no aloha of ishaskes, and the gemoras hava mine of ishaskes was only a little bit of Shimon Gamliel. Then it's not his chus of ishaskes. Then it means that he annuls everything, and everything is considered as if the mecher had never sold the sodis. So naturally it's kulum dichnus tachas abaylim. But the question is, how can that halacha be explained on the basis of Rav Shimon Gamliel of Aseus Nisimser? But from the lashon of the Ramban, it's mashma. Even though the Ramban gives a different teretz on the Rif, in the lashon of the Ramban, it's mashma. It's like the Nachuzah, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Aseus Nisimser, then when the Likiach turns over the Shtar Mechira to the Mechir, so it retroactively becomes the Mechir's, as if no Aknoya has ever taken place. And what's under a man's mind?
So the Rif doesn't bring this down because it's Shlo Aliba de Hilchasa?
That's right. Now, 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. The fourth line from the top in the Melachamis. So he says, Lilevi, Shari Bhazoras Hashtar, Li Botlo Michirose, Vili Hosoname, Kidisi will Basra Pirigat Poshut. What does the Gemara in Pirigat Poshut say? The Talib de Rabbon of Fim Gamliel is Li Botlo Michirose. But so if we say like Nachos David, that whether it's Botlo Michirose or it's a new Matone, is Tolu Machlek is Rabbon of Fim Gamliel. So you understand the Ramban, he says, it's a new matone because as the Gemara in Get Poshut says, because the Gemara in Get Poshut says that there's the machlekes between Rabbanon of Shin Gamliel and we pass on the Rabbanon. But if we say that even a little bit of Shin Gamliel, that when the Likeach turns over, the returns the Shtar Mechire to the Mechir, so it only becomes, it becomes the owner, it becomes the owner, Mikan Lahabo. So then, why does it say this period poshut? It's a dim poshut. It has nothing to do with the Gemara get poshut. When the Ramban mentions the Gemara get poshut, that means that that child is told in the machleket between Rabbanon and Shin Gamliel. But according to the Rabbanon, so he has to give a new matone, and he can't do it by turning over the shtar. He has to execute a new shtar. And according to Shin Gamliel, so it's bottled the Mekach Lemafre. So it's a riot that the Ramban agrees with the Nachos Dovid Lomdes. Except Nachos Dovid uses that as a teret on the leaf, and the Ramban considers that as a derech to say that the Gemara's teret at first of Ishaskes was to apply the price a little bit of Shem Gamliel. Some melee gives a different teret, but it's muchach from that lotion in Ramban Mohammed that he agrees with the Lomdes of Nachlas David. Now the question is, how can the Nachlas David's svore be explained? Now I said before that since the Gemara equates the machleken between Rebbe and Rabbanon with the machleken between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon, and the machleken between Rebbe and Rabbanon deals with Shtar Alvoye. In respect to Shtar Alvoye, so the halacha is the chimen can transfer the shibudim of the shtar to Levi even with the objection of Ruvein. So mainly it follows that in connection with the machlekes between Rabbanon of Shimon Gamliel, if Shimon returns the shtar mechire back to Ruvein, so even if Ruvein objects, he can still make him the owner. The question is why? Now I want to mention a shia that my brother Rabbi Sheber once said 55 years ago before the Talmidim of Rabbi David Leibovich. Rabbi David Leibovich was a Talmid of my father in Hasei years ago, so he was very close to my father. So he sent his boys, he was already sick, Rabbi David Leibovich, and he didn't give regular shulim, you know, in his yeshiva. So he sent his boys to my father's house when Rabbi Sheber used to come from Boston, and my brother Rabbi Sheber gave a number of shulim for his talmidim in my father's house. And I listened to it, that was 55 years ago, and I listened to all the shulim. And they were learning then Bobas. So my father advised my father Rabbi Sheber to give that shia and the sugye in Get Poshut. The machlekes of Shin Gamliel and Rabbanon. How can it be explained? Shin Gamliel holds like Rebbe that Eisi is nikim sire, so just the shtar alvoye can be transferred, so shtar mechire can also be transferred. What is one thing to the other? The gabi shtar alvoye, we understand, because the intention of the person who executes shtar alvoye is mischive himself. He's to mischive himself, not after to the malve. What does he care? Malve, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, what does he care? So in other words, so he's mischaiv himself to the ultimate holder of the shtar. But what has it to do with reversing a transaction of Mekach Memcha of Matona? Now, I'm sorry, but I don't know, is it all right?
I think they went into shear, so they'll come from Mechalei.
Okay, all right. This is an exceptional situation, you know, because I had to take the medication. It had to be spaced. The other alternative would be to take the medication in the middle of the shear, and I did want to do it. Maybe I should have done it all right. I'm sorry. You think that they went to the other shear?
They're in shear now.
All right. One time, it's not a regular time. I'm not going to continue, hopefully, to continue taking that medication very long. Maybe for another week or so. So. The Rambam passed like the Rabbonim of Rebbe. That in AC is nixin msire, but only bixidom msire. So the Rambam says, "Vovim lachas mechire, halach yud hamicha shtachiv lachaveri, oinosnu matone, ini nikne bimsire sashtar yodi, shalom mosale yelo araya shabei, vina araya nitfeses biyad." What kind of language? Why is in AC is nixin msire? Because he only was meiser in the raya shabei, the in a raya nitfeses biyad. There's the tab. And Rebbe holds that raya nitfeses biyad. So what's the machleket between Rebbe and Rabbonon? Who can say that raya is nitfeses biyad? Raya is raya, but it's not nitfeses biyad. So in other words, he's paskens like Rabbonon. So he says. Only b'ksivu m'sire. Hamech ha-shtachir l'chavir l'inosnu l'matonim il nikni m'sire s'shtal yodei shalimos ali ala raya shabei v'in araya nitveses biyad v'chei sad yikni ha-shtar aloch yudalef sh'yichti li ha-makne k'nei shtar pleni v'chol ha-shibut sh'yeish bei v'yimse l'ashtar v'nimtse sh'nikna b'ksivu m'ksivu m'sire. But what do they mean? And then the other question is, what's the connection between the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon in regard to Shtar Alvoye and the machlekes between Rabbonon and Shem Gamliel in regard to Shtar Mechire? Bishleim in regard to Shtar Alvoye, you understand Rebbe, because when he was Mischayev himself, he was Mischayev to the ultimate holder of the Shtar, because he doesn't care. What does he care? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, what does he care? Just as the government doesn't care who produces the greenback money. They care, this one, that one. The ultimate holder. So he had to, he executes, he inscribed himself to Ruvain, $1,000 because Ruvain, he inscribed himself to Shimon, $1,000 because Shimon gave him, lent him $1,000, so he inscribed himself to Shimon or to anyone to whom Shimon will circulated to, so, but that logic doesn't is not shaykh. So my brother said, and my father liked that piece of Torah. My brother liked it so much; he considered it one of the best pieces of Torah of my father. He praised it very much. My father, as a matter of fact, in the Sefer Chidushei Hagram Vagrit, the first chiluk. So you'll find it an atheist next to him. So my brother said that the pshat in Rebbe and Rabbanon, Rebbe says atheist next to him. Why? Because harayin itfeses biyat. And Rabbanon says atheist next to because in harayin itfeses biyat. Now, that according to Rebbe, who says atheist next to him, so, you know, how are we accustomed to explain the shtar kinyan, let's say, of a shtar mechira? How are we accustomed to explain the shtar kinyan of shtar mechira, shtar matan? In other words, it essentially operates as a shtar kinyan. Mimele, it also serves the Shtarai. According to Rebbe, it's just the other way around. Why can Ishta be transferred by Shimon to Levi, by the Malvit, another person? Not because the intention of the Levi is that he's mischayv himself to pay it to whoever will be the ultimate holder. Suppose the Ruvain, at the time he executes the shtar, he says, I only am mischayv myself to pay this one, but I don't want to pay Levi, I don't want to pay Yehudi. Shimon will still be in a position to transfer to Levi, to Yehudi, to Yisrael, to Zvon, to the whole world. Why? Because the Rai of Shtores works, as the Ramban, Mulchamis, Yivomis, and the Baramoya say, by virtue of the fact that there is a Baal Ashtar who holds the Shtar. If Ishtar, as Chaim says, if there is no Tefis Ashtar, then there is no Rai of Shtores. If Ishtar is in the street, there is no Rai of Shtores. The Rai of Shtores is because the Isha holds the Shtar. So it's a Rai that she was Mikrashis. Because the Mikabel Matone holds the Shtar, the Tefis Ashtar. So it's a Rai that he was Mikabel Matone. He was the Likeach. So the Rai of Shtores is based upon the fact of Tefisas Ashtar. So Mimele, the reason is why Ishtar Alvoye is Mishabit Nechosim. Mishabit Nechosim is not that in the first instance is Mishabit Nechosim. Mimele, it serves as Ishtarai also. The reason is why it's Mishabit Nechosim, because the one who holds the Shtar has the Rai of Shtores that Ruven, Shimon, is the holder of the Shtar. So he has the Rai of Shtores that Ruven knows him. So Mimele, if Esi is Nikdim Sire, so the Rai is Nitfeses Biyat. So since Shimon turns over the Shtar to Levi, and Levi becomes the Tefes Ashtar, so the same Rai of Shtores that worked originally vis-a-vis Shimon works vis-a-vis Levi. Mimele, since the Rai applies to Levi also, so Mele, he acquires all the Shibudim. So the same thing is true of Ishtar Mekach also. In other words, the reason is why Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if Reuven executed Ishtar Mekach to Shimon, and then Shimon decides to give it back to Reuven, so the Sode is restored back to Reuven, and Reuven becomes the owner, because the reason is why title to the Sode was transferred from Reuven to Shimon is not because it affects a transfer in the first instance. Mimele, there is a Rai, it's the other way around. Because the Shtar, to the Rai of Shtores, which is based upon the fact that there is a Tefes Ashtar, so Mimele, the Tefes Ashtar, the Rai of the Shtores, the Shtar testifies and determines that the Sode belongs to Shimon. So Mimele, if Shimon makes Reuven the holder of the Shtar, so the same Rai of Shtores operates towards Reuven, that Reuven is the owner of the Shtar. So Mimele, he can even do it Bal Kolche of Reuven, just as in the case of Shtar Alvoye. So according to Rebbe, Shimon can transfer the Shtar, the Shibudim, by transferring the Shtar to Levi, even if Reuven objects, he screams, he protests. Doesn't matter, because the Rai of Shtores, when he executed the Shtar, so it operated to apply to testify in respect to the ultimate holder. And Mele, it's part and parcel of the Nasi Midas HaMishayev of Reuven. You see, when Reuven was Mishayev, told the Edim to sign Ishtar Alvoye, so he was mischayev himself. Even if he refuses, Al Pidin, he is mischayev himself to the Tefes Ashtar, because to the holder of the Ashtar, because this is how the Rai of Shtores operates. zu den Tfisas Hashtar, bei certain Balashtar. So Menele, in case of Ishtar Machire, executed by Ruven and given to Shimon, so when he was Nasan the Sam Mishayev, so he was Mishayev himself, not only Samumele, the Raya at the very outset started to operate not only vis-a-vis Shimon, vis-a-vis anybody. And the same, if Shimon would transfer the Shtar Mechira to Levi, then Levi would get title. And that's what the Gemara says. And if Shimon transfers it back to Reuven, so Reuven gets title. So Mele, in the case where Shimon transfers it back to Reuven, so Reuven gets title, because according to Rebbe, the Raya of Shtores applies to the holder of the Shtar. And even against the consent of the one who executed the Shtar. The Raya of Shtores works that way. There's the Xerosakos of Shtores. So Mele we can understand. My brother Bishabar did not discuss the Nachlos Dovitz Chiddush. But with that Lomdes, we can understand the Nachlos Dovitz Chiddush. That according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's Limafreya becomes the owner. Because since the Raya of Shtores applies to the ultimate holder of the Shtar, so Mele and the Raya of Shtores does not originate later on. The Raya of Shtores originates at the time when the Shtar is given to Shimon. When Reuven turned over the Shtar, the Chira Shtar Matone, to Shimon, so at that time the Raya of Shtores started to operate in respect to whoever will hold the Shtar. And if the ultimate holder of the Shtar is Reuven himself, so Mimele, that means that Reuven at the very outset agreed to become the owner back of the Sodeh, even if in the end he protests. So still, if Shimon decides to turn over the Shtar, so Bal Kochi of Reuven, as the Nachlos Dovitz says, and it's mashma from the Russian of the Rambam, that it's the whole Bekach is bought, because the Raya of Shtores now is to the Bitlamek. You see, why did Shimon become the owner of the Sodeh? Because of the Raya of Shtores. So as long as Shimon was the holder of the Shtar, so the Raya of Shtores testified that he was the owner. But the moment Reuven became the holder of the Shtar, so the Raya of the Shtores testifies that Reuven is the owner. But how is Reuven the owner? He sold it. We know he sold it to Shimon. The answer is, it's nullified. The whole Mekah is nullified. Because the Raya of Shtores now operates that Reuven is the owner. So maybe the Mekah is bottled. Anyway, and it's mashma from the Loshon of the Ramban that he agrees with the Lomdes of Nachas David, except that he doesn't like the teretz of Nachas David to say that the Gemara teretz of Ishaskes was to apply the price of liberation number. But he actually agrees with the Lomdes of the Nachas David. Okay, that will be all.
According to
the Nachas Tazim, it
was never Shimon's, so to speak.
The Gemara only talks about giving it back to Reuven. We'll have to say that. Because the Raya of Shtores cannot sprout forth a month later. The Raya of Shtores is
works.
That's right.
That's right.
Whenever the date is.
Well, actually, the Raya of Shtores is based upon the Tfisas Hashtar, the Taita Shtores. So then the Raya of Shtores is from the time that he's holding it.
What?
The Raya of Shtores, if the basis for the Raya of Shtores is based upon when he's holding it, so that's based upon the time that he's holding it. Well, it shouldn't make a difference that the one was written. You know, we could say then.
I still have to think about it. I'm not sure. But in the case, I'm not sure about it.
But in the case where you give it back to Reuven?
So Reuven, since the Shtar on its face said just the opposite, you see.
Yeah.
So there might be a difference, you see. In the case where Shimon turns over the shtar mechira to Levi, so then the shtar doesn't say anything contrary to what he does. Because, well, the shtar says that it was given to Shimon. Then Shimon turned it to Levi. But when Shimon gives it back to Reuven, then if we don't say Limafreya, then there is an inconsistency between the Rai of Shtores and what the Shtar on its face says.
So we can't have such a Shtar,
and
so
what?
That's
so Mele, the Rai, so when Shimon gives it to Levi, then he becomes the owner. Mikanohabe
could be.
I'm not sure about it. You have to look it up in the Rishi.
What the answer of the Rishi was that the Kenyan, according to Rebbe, Shtar Kenyan is because it's a Ryan, the male is a Kenyan?
That's right. That's what my father said. It's in the Sefer, Chidushi Agram Vagel. He mentions Rayas from the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Sholish in Zebir. My father considered that one of the best pieces of Torah.
Normally,
you always mentioned it to Rabbanim, to Shivas.
Because normally when we think of the Kenyan, we think of the Kenyan takes place first.
That's
and
right.
And then the Raya is an automatic result of the Kenyan.
That's right. That's so. Right. I'm sorry, I feel very bad about it. But this is an exceptional situation.
The Rambam, so when the Rambam says the Lashon, Rambam says, "Ve'ein haray nitfesis biyad." So according to the Chachamim, they hold that, what is it? In other words, there's no ability for the... Do they also hold that the Rai of Shtaros operates through the Tfisis Ashtar and thereby...
That's
the
what
Kenyan,
my father said, Pshat.
Even in the Chachamim? Or do they, in other words, they hold...
Only Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, not
no, but maybe the Chachamim hold, because Rai is not able to be nitfesis biyad... So
the Raya doesn't apply to another person who is not even mentioned.
But how about in a normal Kenyan? How do the Chachamim hold a normal Kenyan works?
Normal Kenyan?
If I'm not going to sell that to someone.
No, so why say that to me? According to Rebbe, you have to resort to that thing. But according to Rabbanan, you say, as one would say, although normally, that is the other way around. First, it affects the Kenyan. Mimele it's a Raya also. So Mimele the Raya only applies to the one to whom it affects the Kenyan.
Why does the Rambam give the reason of the Ein HaRaya Nitfes Biyah? The Chor of the Rambam is saying that really the Chachamim agree.
Not like, in other words, not like Rabbi. Lafukim Rabbi.
But it seems that the Ein HaRaya Nitfes Biyah, that there's some problem of transferring the Raya through just Masir Ba'am.
What?
Why would the Rambam just have to say that the Kenyan works, that the Shtar, the Kenyan precedes the Raya? Well, that's all the Rambam would have to say in the Chachamim. The Kenyan precedes the Raya, and therefore it's not that the Raya of Shtars tells us that there's a Kenyan, but it's rather that you have a Kenyan and then you have a Raya. Why, according to the Rambam?
He wants to emphasize, not like the Rebbe, like the Chachamim.
He says, Vein HaRaya, Nitfes.